This is the Mike McFeely Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
And a very happy Monday afternoon to you on the mighty 790 at KFGO. Good to be back from Youngstown, Ohio, although, again, very much enjoyed myself in Youngstown bringing listeners of KFGO on the Mike McFeely Show the story of the Bison versus the Penguins. A game won easily by the Bison, meaning that NDSU is going to be in the playoffs again and probably get all home games. And that probably means, folks, that they're going to be going back to Frisco, Texas. I don't want to jinx anything. I don't want to get out front and get too bold about anything. But, boy, the football team that I saw on the field in Youngstown, Ohio, Saturday, Youngstown is good. Youngstown's not a bad team. And NDSU just rolled them. You know, I mean, the Youngstown coach can whine all he wants about cheap shots and about if their quarterback would have been healthy and if sands and nuts or candy and butts or what's that saying, Pinto?
I don't know, but you butchered it completely.
If ifs and butts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. Is that what it is?
Sure.
Something like that. Anyway, their head coach is a whiny little bugger down in Youngstown, and his team would have got rolled no matter who was playing quarterback. So, anyway, good to be back from Youngstown, and thanks again one more time to Stop and Go and La Quinta Inn & Suites for sponsoring my trip to the great state of Ohio. Had a great time. Hope you enjoyed the coverage that I provided for you. I need to get something a little more local, though, here. And it involves athletics, but more importantly, it involves a real human being. And you might have seen just a very little tidbit in the forum about a gentleman named Jim Jonas being released from his duties as an assistant football and basketball coach at West Fargo. And it hasn't really gained much traction in the local media. But there's, I think, more to the story, or there are certainly people upset in West Fargo that maybe there's not more more to the story about the release of Jim Jonas from his duties, some of his duties as a coach in West Fargo. To talk more about this and to find out where this is going, I want to bring in a former West Fargo athlete and a local businessman around town now. His name is Brent Tavine, and he joins us on the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Brent. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Not too bad. Yourself?
I'm doing okay. So break down for us what happened with Jim Jonas. I just know the basics, Brent. I know that Jim Jonas had a meeting with administrators at West Fargo, and he is no longer coaching as an assistant the football team or the basketball team, although I understand that he's still coaching track as an assistant. So that's all I know. What do you know, Brent? What's going on here? And why are people in West Fargo upset?
I think that's all anybody really knows, Mike. I think that's why they're upset. You know, he was supposed, and everything I got kind of handed down to me, but it's one of those things that he was called into the administration's office a week ago Friday and was giving a letter that basically said either resign or you're fired, and with no explanation of why. And, you know, if anybody knows Jim Jonas, he's given, you know, over 20-plus years of service to the West Fargo School District, not just as a coach, but as a teacher, as a leader, as a role model. And I think some people just want to know why. It's one of those things that, you know, there's a lot of pride in West Fargo, and there's a lot of pride over their athletic teams, but, you know, there's a lot of people that have a lot of respect for Jim, and just want a few more answers than what have been given, including to himself. I don't think he got the answers that he deserves.
Well, I know people in West Fargo, Brent, like you do, and you're a former Packer. You're a Packer for life, and so you know a lot more folks around town than I do. But I know some people who've had kids go through the system, and the best that they can discern, Brent, is that it was some parents that were upset with Jim Jonas, maybe being intense, maybe being kind of a guy that gets after athletes a little bit, and that might have led to his, you know, firing or resignation. Have you heard some of the same things or what?
Yeah, that's basically, I mean, the rumors are that, you know, there's a couple different rumors out there. One of them being, you know, there was a disgruntled parent. There's another rumor that there was a disgruntled parent that sent an unsigned letter to the higher ups, meaning the superintendents and stuff like that. And, you know, nobody really knows that. And, you know, one of the things that with this Facebook page and everything else that's going on is people are just showing their support for Jim and just want answers type of a deal. I called over to the school today to ask to speak at the school board meeting on Monday the 25th, and I was basically told that I was not going to be allowed to. There's a in their bylaws it says that they're you know, basically personal matters are not appropriate for this public setting. So I was at, you know, I was asked or I was told that I would not be able to speak my 3 minutes, and that kind of upset me a little bit. You know, the school board is not willing to at least hear some of us out, and you know, maybe they have a plan in place that I don't know about yet. But you know, at the end of the day, it's about showing support for Jim and showing support for all the students and student athletes that he's had over the years.
Now, the Facebook page is Justice for Jonas, and last time I checked, I don't know how there's several thousand people who have given it a thumbs up or have become fans of that, Brent. I don't know if you're involved with the origination of Justice for Jonas on Facebook, but what's the goal here? Is it just to find out more, you know, what happened, or is it to get Jim his job back, or is there a plan here with the Facebook page and the support?
You know, I'm not an administrator on it. I know the people that are involved with it, and they're tied to West Fargo for a long time. And I think the mission of the page is just to show support for Jim. If you look through, and if anybody reads any of the comments on there, there's a lot of athletes on there, but there's a lot of people aren't there on there that weren't athletes and had him as a teacher and had him as a, you know, a mentor within the school. And, you know, that speaks volume for Jim and what Jim's done for the district. That, yeah, I mean, he's a coach first and foremost, but or he's a teacher first and foremost, and a coach second. And I think the Facebook page really shows that. I think what everybody wants is just some answers. And, you know, maybe we're owed it, maybe we're not. But I think the respect needs to be shown towards Jim Jonas and the fact that, you know, he's allowed to coach track, he's allowed to teach, but he's not allowed to coach football and basketball. It's just a little bit fishy, if you ask me. And, you know, there's more to it than I know, and hopefully that, you know, the school board and the superintendent will sit down with Jim and at least give him his just due, I guess, is kind of what we're looking for.
We're talking with Brent Tavine. He's a former West Fargo athlete, now a businessman around town here in Fargo, and we're talking about the case of Jim Jonas, an assistant coach in the West Fargo School District, who was brought into a meeting, according to the stories, brought into a meeting and given the choice of either resigning from his positions as assistant to the football team, assistant to the basketball team, but as Brent just pointed out, was able to keep a job as an assistant coach with the track team, which is mysterious to me too, Brent, is that if there's something odd going on here, if the administration doesn't feel that Jim Jonas is worthy of coaching football or basketball, then why would they allow him to continue coaching track? Well, I mean, that's the part that's really mysterious to me is if you're going to get rid of him in two different positions, then why not the third? Was it just because the parents were griping louder or a parent was griping louder in football or basketball than track or what?
Or maybe their son or daughter doesn't participate in track and plays football and basketball. I mean, I don't know, and I don't want to speculate about it, but you know, it just doesn't add up, if you ask me, and I don't think it adds up to the, you know, the amount of people that are on Facebook. And, you know, I mean, this is one of the instances where, you know, I kind of like Facebook, where people are showing their support for him. And, you know, I'm not here to call out the superintendent or the school board. You know, I'm here just to get it out to people and show my support for Jim and what he's done for myself and, you know, hundreds and thousands of other students and student athletes.
And I should make clear, I did reach out to Superintendent David Flowers to see if he could come on the program today. Number one, he is traveling. He's busy, you know, going to airports and connecting, so he couldn't do it because of that. But he also did say that it wouldn't be appropriate for him to speak on personnel matters, and so he couldn't come on and comment. And I do understand that part of it. If it's a personnel matter, you can't get into it. But I think that Jim Jonas himself, from what it sounds like, Brent, hasn't been given a very good explanation as to why he was let go. You're friends with him. You must have sat down and talked to him. What's he been told?
He doesn't know. He was basically handed this letter, and it's either resign or be fired. And to be honest with you, I don't even know if he signed it or if he just kind of walked out of the meeting in disgust. I know the article in the local paper made it sound like he resigned willingly, and it made it sound like the head football and head basketball coach were fully aware and fully on board, which from what I've been told is not even close to what actually happened. So, like I said, you know, it just all doesn't add up, but hopefully, you know, the school board and the superintendent can, you know, meet with Jim and get this figured out. And, you know, all the rest of us can just show our support for him and you know, everything else. It's, you know, if some parent didn't like the way he coached, you know, that's fine. But what the parents don't always see is, you know, what happens after the game, what happens in the locker room, you know, Jim patting you on the back and building you back up. I mean, that's how we create leaders in our society. And I think our society has become so, you know, passive and, you know, it's always my kid's always right. You know, and sometimes I think we need to stand up for the teachers, stand up for the administrators a little bit too.
Now, let's be honest here. Jim Jonas is a very intense guy, Brent. I mean, he's a guy that gets into it, he gets after it, and I'm sure as a former athlete who, you know, worked under him or compete under him, he got after you sometimes and got in your face. But as you said, he's a guy too that can build you back up, from what I understand. He doesn't just yell at you, doesn't just get after you, doesn't just push you. You know, he'll be there later on and say, "Hey, you did a great job, Brent," or "Hey, Bob, you did a super job. Good, keep it up, great job." There's more to it than just yelling at you, right?
Yeah, and I think he knew how to do it. I mean, I was an athlete that could take that and could handle it, and that motivated me a little bit more. But, he also knew how to motivate some of the other people that were just on the team to be a part of the team because they wanted to be a part of it, and he knew how to motivate them differently. His animation, yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's one of the most animated guys you'll see, and the passion that he has is unbelievable. And, you know, I had the opportunity to go over to NDSU and play for a couple of years, and there's a lot of similarities between some of the coaches I had over there that there are with Jim Jonas. And, you know, it's that breaking you down, but it's building you back up afterwards. And sometimes I think people don't get to see that. They're there at 7 o'clock at tip off and they leave after the game. They're not in those meetings. They're not in the hallways the next day where he's patting you on the back and, you know, building you up again. And I think that's just as important, but that's the part that's not seen.
All right, Brent, thank you. Thanks for coming on today. I know that, Mr. Jonas means a lot to you and what you've done in your life and your athletic career back in the old days. So I wanted to give somebody a chance to speak to. And I don't know what happened. And truly, you don't know what happened either. I don't even think that Jim Jonas knows exactly what happened. But I wanted to allow you some time to kind of get out the good word about what Jim Jonas has done for you and West Fargo. Okay.
Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate the time, and hopefully, cooler heads will prevail, and we can get something worked out, or at least get some answers out of the whole deal.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great day.
Yeah, you bet. Brent Tavine, interesting.